A young woman's refusal to provide cops with a breath sample following a collision came with costly consequences. Allison Brommel Hurley must pay a $2,600 financial penalty for her actions on August 20, 2022 and can't get behind the wheel for a year. The 27-year-old also faces repercussions that may impact on her employment and career aspirations, a judge heard this week. Brommel Hurley was charged following reports of a single-vehicle accident at Trunk Road and Frontenac Street. Her vehicle, which had significant front-end damage, was located behind a group of trees just past the railroad tracks, prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli said. The driver, who had a small cut over her right eye and obvious bruising to her chest, was transported to the Sioux Area Hospital by ambulance. She also had an odor of alcohol, red, glassy eyes and her speech was slurred, the assistant crown attorney said. Brommel Hurley told a police breath test technician that she didn't want to provide a sample and never did. Mucciarelli and defense lawyer Anthony Orazietti jointly called for the mandatory minimum fine of $2,000, plus a 12-month driving prohibition. He described the incident as out of character and a one-off situation for his client, who has been a contributing member of society. A Sioux College health sciences student, Brommel Hurley is employed as a residential worker at a local nonprofit shelter. Prior to that, she worked at a charity in Montreal for 3 years. She's likely lost her employment, Orazietti said. This comes with a great cost. Brommel Hurley apologized for her actions. I can say I learned a lesson the hard way, unfortunately, she assured Quolec. It won't happen again. The judge admonished, you crashed your vehicle, injured yourself, were under the influence and refused to provide a sample. He told Brommel Hurley, you're fortunate you didn't seriously harm yourself or anyone else. Hopefully, this has been a bump on the road and you can continue to work toward your goals, Quolec suggested. Hopefully, you'll add to the healthcare professionals we need in our community. In addition to the $2,000 fine, Quolec imposed a $600 victim impact surcharge, and gave her 2 years to pay the penalties.